Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie as Grandma went down the escalator.
Is she okay?
I don't know. Probably not. Now I have to message Joel and tell him to edit that out because I didn't realize there was music to it. So I don't know if that's copyright music. So I'm going to have to tell him to edit that because I didn't hear the music when I watched it the first time. So that'll be fun. Anyways, welcome everyone to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is a big weekend because we have Forbidden Door, and we're just going to have a good time today. So Maggie, how are you?
Rob, I'm okay, I guess, but I know that we're going to have to talk about CM Punk for the 12,000th time. Yeah. This week. So I'm going to make the best out of a bad situation. And just, you know I promised you a story on Monday. You want to hear the story?
Do we want to do it now or do it later? Up to you, because I don't have jokes today. So
completely... I can do it now because, like, it's a joke just like my life is. So, like, So I go to work on Monday. There's... almost, you know, there's not, it's a bit slow, but like at some point, a friend of ours comes in. Like, he's sort of a producer. He works in media a lot. So he comes in with this dude, which I haven't seen, like, I don't see his face yet, but like they sit at the bar and he's like, "Hey Maggie, can I have a small Stella and one non-alcoholic beer?" And I'm pretty sure that the non-alcoholic beer is not for him because, like, he drinks. So I turn to the dude that he brought into the bar with him. And I was like, a non-alcoholic beer, is that it? And at this moment, I see just how handsome that guy is. He is so freaking pretty that I want to cry. Like, he's incredibly charismatic and, like, so incredibly sexy. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And he's like, yeah, if that's too much trouble. And he winked at me with a smile. And I'm like, okay. So I gave him the beers and I just ran away. Because, like, that's me. And, like, I had a couple of friends at the bar. And I'm like, who the hell is this? And they're like, oh my God, he's so hot. And all of them couldn't stop looking. And at that point, one of my coworkers comes into the bar and she's like, she's young. She watches, like, she's in sync with everything that's happening in media and social media and everything. So she comes into the bar and she's like, oh my God, you guys, the Bachelor's here. And I'm like, who? Turns out this dude is the Bachelor from the reality show. I lost it. I felt so freaking embarrassed. You have no idea. Because in a matter of seconds, I turned into a statistic. I know I'm usually a pretty, you know, open person, but when it comes to reality TV, I will judge you, okay? I will judge you. You're muted, by the way. I, especially shows like The Bachelor, Big Brother, and stuff like that, they're not even real reality TV shows. They're all scripted, and that pisses me off.
Yeah, the only reality show I watch is Backroom Casting Couch, so I understand.
Okay. So this, I I could not let it go throughout the entire night, and everyone was laughing at me because I'm usually that person who's always, you know, against these sorts of things. But like, he was ridiculously handsome, okay, in my defense. So I was mad for about a day. I almost forgot about it, and right before we went on there, and I was like, oh yeah, I gotta share with this with Rob. You have no idea. He was so polite. And wonderful. He's probably a really decent human being, okay? But like, to be a part of The Bachelor, like, I will hold this against you for the rest of your life. Like, that's ridiculous. Having in mind that the Bulgarian Bachelor is really, really awful and weird. Like, really hot. Hi, guys. Welcome to Coexisting with Robin Maggie. I'm sorry. We started off a bit weird. Please like the video. It helps us a ton. Send us a super chat if you want your question and statement ran on the air. Also, a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. This makes us keep a little bit more of the money. Because we're poor and I want to buy coffee at Wembley. So it must be at least $10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for tuning in. And let's get right into it.
Sounds good to me. Well, you know, it's kind of been like a slow week for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
But the only really thing, I'm not talking to CM Punk much today. There really isn't anything new to me. Anyways, Fuego del Sol announced that he's going to be done with AEW on July 1st. He'll be able to take bookings in. And then also on... WWE announced that they are doing Fastlane in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, October 6th or 7th, I believe. So we got that going on. I mean, that's really the only thing that stood out. I'm probably forgetting some stuff, but I mean, Forbidden Door is the big news this weekend.
Yeah, apart from, you know, Kenta and Punk not happening at Forbidden Door, but like, we will talk about it when we talk about it. Yeah. I don't know why people were so... Okay, yeah, we said we were going to talk about that.
I do have some super chats to get to before we get
into it.
So, first super chat, Ryan Sullivan, our good friend, says, I am driving. Don't say anything that makes me crash. Well, that
that's on you. Yeah, that's on you, Ryan.
Like, yeah, that backroom casting couch comment might have done it. So, my bad.
That's on you because you decided to watch the show while you're driving. I'm sorry. Like, we love you. Please stay safe.
Eric, our other good friend, says, rest in peace, Granny. Hello, Rob and Maggie. Hi, coexisters. Thank you, sir. And our good friend Chris sends an owl.
He sends us an owl.
So.
By the way, Eric, what the hell? Oh, my God. I'm so slow. This just, you know, I thought that his grandmother died when he was talking about the video. I was so concerned at the beginning. I was like, oh my God, Eric.
That might have been his grandma. We don't know.
I hope that it wasn't. But like, I hope not too,
because I feel awful. But
I know. Yeah, but that poor granny. Oh my God. I hope she's okay. So let's talk about stuff.
All right. Well, yeah, let's just go ahead and get into it right now. Maggie, let's go ahead and just go into AEW Dynamite. So we started with the opening match of Jay White and Juice Robinson attacking. Well, you had the Hardys and
against the Gun Club, and then, you know, but like, the match was a match. It's okay. The thing that we need to talk about was the thing that happened afterwards. Like, Jay White and Juice Robinson assaulted the Hardys, which made Ricky Starks and FTR go out and make the save, which of course led to CM Punk intervening. The show was in Chicago, of course. They were piggybacking. Why is this phrase so hard? Yeah, thank you. Off of Collision, where Collision was in Chicago. So they stayed there. In order for us to talk about this, we have to dive in into the CM Punk return and Collision. First of all, a couple of things about Collision itself. The stage was awesome. commentary was awesome. Nigel McGuinness called out Bulgaria during Miro's match. So, as I said on Twitter, I have to tap him out at Wembley now. Hi, Nigel. I know you're watching.
Yeah.
Kevin. Yes. Miro and Andrade made their in-ring return after a long-ass time. Miro looked great. Amazing. It's just so weird that he hasn't been a part of AEW in how many months? Has it been a year?
About.
I feel like it's. I feel like it's longer. Been a year. I'm sorry.
While you're talking, I'll check.
Yeah. Thank you. Andrade. Here's the thing that got me, because you knew that it will get to me, and you texted me, tell me what you think about the ending of the match. Andrade tapped out Matthews with the figure eight. But the fact of the matter was that he locked in the figure four, and this didn't do the trick, so he transformed it into the figure eight. Which was the thing that made me cry, because weekly listeners and watchers of the show will know just how much this means to me, because where I come from, men think that if they give women their flowers, their testosterone will plummet to the ground. So, yes. So men channeling women will always make me cry tears of happiness and joy and everything, because it just means that there's certain parts of the world where this isn't a weird thing. And like, your pee-pee will not go down and, go away if you say, you know, women can do the job too. I can say pee-pee, right?
Yeah, you can say it. Super, you know what to do.
So, and thank you for knowing me this well and knowing that I will cry while watching this. What did I miss? No, I feel like that's about it. So now we get to talk about...
Well, I want to add something. So, like, that match, it was... I loved watching that match.
It was absolutely amazing. I just wanted you to talk about
I love that. Though. And
I loved, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but just this ending, just the match was so great. And I was like ready to, be so grateful that I watched this match. And then the ending happened and it was the only thing that I could think about.
Yeah. I feel the one thing that a lot of people caught at the beginning of the match was the fact that Buddy Murphy has returned to
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
totally it happens.
Okay. Like, please, like, it's
Jim Ross. Like, that's the thing. Accidents happen. Jim Ross accidentally messed up like a iconic moment for AEW when he says when he brought up
WWE champion.
Yeah. So it happened.
But like, come on, Drew McIntyre played this so well. Because he got on Twitter, he was like, WWE champion is not amused.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. That was good.
A photo of himself sitting on the chair.
We got another super chat from Eric. He says, Maggie Bands to recommend Baroness and Vile Creature.
Those are new to me. Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much. Eric, are you going to Forbidden Door?
So, he'll answer. But, yeah, we can move on.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Punk promo that opened... Collision. I will do everything in my power to make this incredibly short and, to the point. Okay. This was an incredibly entertaining promo. As a whole, it really was. That's on one side. On the other side, Rob, and I would like to see your guys' views on this, because not being on Twitter as much is great for my mental health, but it also makes me not see what other people think So
it's a win-win for you there.
It's a win-win again. Yes, thank you. So I'd like to know what you guys think about this. So he said he opened up with the fact that he was tired of being friendly, and I was like, okay, starting off with a bang. Okay, like just tired of being friendly. When does what does that start? So. You know, he had the whole line about the one bill Phil, which was an incredibly good line, by the way. Like it's one bill Phil was an incredibly great line. The line that struck me, apart from the bag, you know, him going out to the ring with a bag that he didn't even show what's in the bag. We all know what's in the bag. Okay. I'm glad that they, you know, that he referenced, you know, this whole situation with him never losing the AEW championship, that's fine. But him keeping that championship in a bag while also removing the AEW logo from the microphone was incredibly telling to me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing that got me, the line that got me was, I'm sorry you're softer than the wrestlers you like. Okay. Sweetie, the only reason you know that those wrestlers are soft is because you had your best friend bit one of them. So, and he was like, oh, yeah, you're soft. So, I get it, but if he was mad at Hangman for going off script, then he's basically doing the same thing now. Because if this is getting us nowhere near a CM Punk versus the Elite, then this entire thing is pointless. Absolutely pointless. Like that's also there. I'm sorry. This will probably seem like something really weird for a bunch of you guys, but they're like a big part of wrestling fans around the world have no social media. And they have no idea what Punk was talking about throughout the entire promo. Not at all. So the point of this promo, the only point of this promo was to pop that amazing Chicago crowd. And that's it. That is it. I know that diehard CM Punk fans are way more brutal in Chicago than in the rest of the states and in the world as a whole. So that's probably why. I know that he has fans all over the world. I'm one of them. The fact that I don't agree with a lot of things that he says doesn't make me less of a fan of Punk. But the fact of the matter is that throughout this entire promo, he seemed incredibly angry. Like, shoot angry. I'm not talking about him being a great wrestler and acting like one. He was legitimately angry. So I don't know what this can bring to, you know, the whole situation in the locker room. I have no idea whether all the rumors that Dave Meltzer is reporting are true. I don't care if they're true or not. We're like, nothing has been, you know, nothing has been set in stone, and nothing has been said that it was right. It's just all rumors at this point. But I just wonder, because like, I guess time will tell. I hope that they're professional enough to work through this. Otherwise, I have no idea what Tony Khan does. What will happen to, you know, future wrestlers who want to sign there, or future wrestlers who want to extend their contracts? Will they extend their contracts and so forth and so on and so on? I just want this whole situation to be resolved for them, because being professional is way more important than being a family backstage, being friendly backstage and everything. Like, professionalism, like I said when this whole thing started, when you cultivate a locker room based on family, family fights, family disrupts, you know, while mm-hmm. professional environment keeps itself professional.
Yeah.
And I hope that now just stop yeah. it.
So the one thing too is that I want to add into it is, yeah, he did like basically, I hope, get everything off his chest, you know.
I really do.
I hope. There's probably a feeling that he didn't, you know, like he got approved from what it sounds like. Everything that he said was approved. So,
yeah, the Young Bucks brushed it off, by the way. Like, yeah, they changed their bio and they said, well, if it was 2018, we would have had a counterfeit Bucks made already.
So that was good. I like
kudos
that.
Kudos to them. Kudos to them. Like, that's they did take shots at Punk also the last time they were in Chicago, but I want to make something perfectly clear here. The only reason they took shots at Punk was because they were in a match in Chicago with a crowd that was going to freaking boo their asses out of the building. And in that match, they lost.
Yeah.
They knew that they were losing the match, and this got them heat. Punk is doing everything while winning everything.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
And that's why a lot of people are like, oh, the Elite should have been booked for that heat. I'm like, no. Like they did the right thing by not. Would it have been good TV? Yes, it would have been good TV.
They're in the storyline right now that they're the baby faces. This would have done them no favors.
That's why I'm very curious to see what the reaction is for CM Punk on Saturday night at Collision in Toronto.
It's gonna be okay. Like, he has a lot of fans in Canada.
It's that, but it's also the way that they were reacting beforehand when they showed him like at AEW, or when they showed clips of him like beforehand, like at Colorado Springs.
I know.
It'll be interesting. I think more people calm down after they watched him.
Yes,
I think they're gonna be okay. I don't think it'll be as bad as people think. But I still want to see it.
Even if you boo him, like the fact that he gets out and all the reaction that from Chicago, you cannot help but getting goosebumps. Come on.
We got two super chats here. One from Amber. Thank you. She says, "Happy Friday, friends. Glad I could tune in live today. Here's some funds for Caffeinated Maggie Fund." Cheers.
Thanks. You have no idea how much I appreciate this, sweetie. Like, I need my coffee. Corey!
Our good friend Corey says, "To me, it felt like either it's a shoot or becoming a work, or at very least...
shoot becoming a work.
Yep. Or at very least, it's still not resolved, and it was a knowing wink." Yeah.
Thank you, Corey. We appreciate you, sweetie.
Yeah, thank you, sir. By all means, I hope it turns into a work. That's what we all want. The one thing that And I know you don't like this. I know you don't like this, but I've said it before. I think in this day and age, you have to, and it's easy for me to say because it's not my money, obviously. It's easy for me to say. But how can you not find out what you... I would at least listen to see what WWE has to say when if their contracts...
They're in contract negotiations.
Yeah, right? But what I'm saying is, like, if don't you? I'm sure they can find out through their agent, can see what they're offering. I know they're not allowed to negotiate, so I'm kind of curious how that works.
Do you think that a tag team like the Young Bucks will be a thing in WWE?
Possible
with their characters A and B. Their entire life is BTE. Do you think that WWE will let them continue doing BTE?
That I don't. Like, that's the thing, but I don't. But what I'm just saying is, I think you have, and like I said, again, this is just me listening, me thinking this is what I would do. And again, it's not my money, so I can't see what those guys' plans are. Because John Moxley, for example, he didn't care. He's like, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were rumors that WWE did try reaching out to him again, but he didn't care. He's a different animal. So,
yeah.
But I think I'm just going with what I would do. And again, that's easy for me to say because it's not my money. Because who knows? Like, maybe I'm there. I'm extremely happy. I don't want to hear what WWE has to say.
I think there is a way for them to find out what they would get from a different company.
I get it, but here's the thing that, like I said, the Young Bucks are excruciatingly loyal to their fans. And if they are forbidden from continuing BTE, they will just choose BTE.
Yeah, that's true. And the one thing I think we could see Kenny Omega choosing New Japan over AEW, but I could still see him participating in Forbidden Door and then like working a couple of AEW dates. Mm-hmm. That way he could still do both. But I could see him being more New Japan over anything.
I can see that too. But you cannot. We all know that Kenny Omega wants to wrestle AJ Styles. We all know that. And I'm sure that AJ Styles wants to wrestle Kenny Omega. And this is the only reason why a small percentage of Kenny Omega going to WWE still exists in me. Because Kenny wants a match with AJ Styles. This is the only reason. The only reason.
Yeah.
I feel like he will go to WWE, win the Royal Rumble, and go to the next Raw and say, F that, I don't care about any title. I want a match with AJ Styles, book it. And then they book it and just he goes.
And then he's done after that. I know that you've talked about that before. And I know
that's the one of the only matches that are left. Because for years I talked about a dream match between Cody Rhodes and Tommaso Ciampa. And now we're gonna get it sooner or later. And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the match, by the way, the main event on Collision was extremely well done. CM Punk looks incredible in the ring. Just saying.
Yep, it was good. So we move on. Let's go to...
Yeah, so the match with him and Kenta being scrapped. We don't know what happened there.
Well, I think what happened was... I think there's a couple of things that happened, and this is just speculation, not that I know. Right. I think that Kenta doesn't want to just put him over like that, you know, like
you would think so, right? Because CM Punk surely would have won that match. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing of it. And I think he knows he's not going to win that, but I also think it does come down to money. Like he's not going to get like the purse that he wants, basically the money that he wanted. Cause you're working with the main event star. So you should get main event money. So
sure. But like also the whole thing of this entire situation is the thing on Twitter. Oh, you stole my move. And then the minute this match happens, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, that closure, you get that closure and you stop thinking about it. You know, like David Lynch said, closure gives you an excuse to forget you've seen the damn thing. And then it just dies down. Maybe he just doesn't want it to die down. I don't know.
And there's part of me that just hopes that they're just... There's part of me that's hoping that this is a work to an extent that they're just pushing it down. Like that way they can build it.
Maybe.
Because I would love for... I would love is for Kenta to go in that ring right after that match and him hit the GTS. On Punk.
Yeah, like out of nowhere when we least expected, because like the moment Forbidden Door was announced and we knew that CM Punk was going to be a part of that, it was like, oh my god, Kenta, and everyone knew. And like there's this thing about, you know, being unpredictable. You know, a lot of things on AEW right now are predictable, but that's not such a bad thing when it's good. But at some point it's gonna be a little stale. And you know everything. So the next thing we got was Tony Schiavone
I'll read this real quick. Our good friend Soupy says Christian didn't win the TN title, but this is better. I do like that, and we'll get into that here.
Yeah,
shortly.
I know. So Tony Schiavone and RJ City announced the Blind Eliminator tag team tournament, which is great because Adam Cole and MJF are going to team up with each other. Do you have more suggestions like Eddie Kingston, Claudio Castagnoli, CM Punk, and Matt Jackson.
Britt Baker, bring back A Steel for one match with Kenny Omega. Yeah,
A Steel and Kenny Omega, Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa. You know, like stuff like that. it's gonna be a fun thing, but like I did enjoy the mutual shut up Shervani from Madden. Yeah,
I wish I was in the ring so I could have been the third.
I knew you were gonna say that.
It's a work for me, so
I know at this point,
but I'm gonna keep it going until he.
Yeah, do you
when I meet the man, I'm gonna tell him, like, dude, you blocked me on Twitter and I did absolutely nothing. And I absolutely loved you my entire life. So either we got a hug or we get a fight. One of the two. No, I wouldn't say that to him, but
come on. Yeah. He'll throw hot coffee in your face.
Oh, he would. Him. And then he'd just beat my ass. So it's okay.
Yeah.
And please. Then I'd say, well, at least get Frankie Kazarian to unblock Maggie.
I will learn to live with that. I will never stop loving Frankie Kazarian. Yeah. So there. I'm sure that he had a reason, but it was off context. Please, Frankie. So, have you read the next thing I wrote on the script?
Yeah, I did.
I said, Will Ospreay is hot at AF and Don Callis is a major butthole.
Yeah.
Okay, so Don Callis, Will Ospreay is casually backstage because he has a match on Rampage. And out of kayfabe, this makes no sense because Rampage is not supposed to be on the same night. Okay, so that's fine. And Don Callis says, hey, you talk a lot of shit about Canada. Maybe use my security. And Will Ospreay has been doing this bit on Twitter where he craps on Canada. Yeah. And I love it so much. In one of his recent tweets, he said that he would rather be at the performance center. The most random shot at the performance center out of nowhere while posting a clip of people, what do you call it? With the.
I
have to Google
I
that.
Didn't, I actually so. Didn't see that.
Ziplining. So. Oh, ziplining.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there was casually people ziplining. He's like, I'd rather be at the performance
center. God, that's not good. I would not want to see him in the. Performance center. That would just be like,
I adore this man so much. Where did this come from? I'm so confused. You have this is what I was talking to Chris about like a couple of minutes ago. Like the match at Sunday is going to bring me a panic attack.
Yeah, okay? I think it's gonna bring you more than that.
No. Nothing more. I would nothing more.
I know
it's
Maggie.
Gonna be a panic. No, I will be worried that one of them will die. And then, the thing that you're talking about probably on the second or third watch, but like not on the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah. They announced the bracket for the Owen Hart tournament also. So this is great. A couple of matches will happen, Forbidden Door. What?
Time out. What? I just want to add the fact that they are doing this tournament. And they have no Canadians in this tournament.
No Canadians. Like, and no Sean Spears. Are you kidding?
Yeah. And then Tony Khan in the press or in the press conference or whatever they did call it, the conference call, he said that he wanted to have the best people in there. Okay. I get that. But you should at least make look at the bigger picture here. I mean, come on. You're doing if you weren't doing the tour in most of the tournament in Canada, I would get it. That would be fine. But the fact that you're doing most of the tournament in Canada, that actually just is like,
it's kind of mind boggling.
I'm like, that's a mess.
I get it. I know. I was really puzzled that Sean Spears wasn't in that tournament because, like, I know, like, the other Canadians have a thing. You know, Kenny, Ethan Page could have been there. Like, maybe, like, he's doing, a different thing. Christian Cage would have been there. Like, it's fine. But yep. like, come on.
Yeah, like, even Tyra is not in it.
Oh my god, yeah, she's not.
Yeah.
See?
So, yeah.
Jesus.
It's weird, but yeah, as we move on here.
Yeah, they had the old Okada Danielson face to face, which was really, really great. This is all Okada does on Dynamite. He just shows up and everyone loses their mind.
Well, you hear that coin go and you're like,
when you hear that coin drop, you just lose your mind. Yeah, and everything.
It's a similar to that, just that reaction where you just hear it and everything around you just, you kind of get tunnel vision, like nothing else around you, just absolutely nothing matters. Like you're
because
just...
people in the States aren't used to that, you know, because that's such a, you know, as a bartender, every time I put a quarter in the tip jar, I think about Okada, because it makes the sound. It's just so it's so specific and it's so empowering. I love that. I love that.
Yeah, it's what we call in the business good stuff, pal.
Yeah. So quick Rampage preview. We have Jungle Boy Jack Perrin against Doku. We have MJF will appear, who's like, you're gonna make me, you know, appear every week. Why? he was so pissed off at that. We'll hear from Adam Cole. The Acclaimed will be in action. We have Sky Blue versus Anna Jay, which will be a part of the Owen Hart Cup tournament. United Empire and Swerve Strickland will face off against Chaos. Then Collision, which is live this week. Is it live? Please tell me.
Yeah.
It's live.
Yep. Toronto.
Yeah. Toronto. Sting and Darby Allin will reveal who their team partner is at Forbidden Door. Who do you think it is?
Oh, I was going to ask you, who do you think it is first? But
it's Naito. It's Naito.
You think it's
yeah.
Him?
It's because, like they said, you made a lot of, you know, enemies in the business, and like, who's one of his biggest enemies in New Japan? He was Naito.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably a good choice. I don't know. I was.
If people keep saying Goldberg, I will lose my shit if this happens.
No, they're saving him for All In.
Oh my! Oh.
I do like.
Where's my money back?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do like the Shingo call. That would be good. But yeah, I think you're right. That's who I think
it's
it is.
Probably Naito, but like, it's okay if it's anyone else. But like, I've pretty much made up my mind that it's Naito. If it's not, I'll be to blame, not anyone else. So we have Christian Cage will address the TNT Championship situation.
I'd rather be the Great Khan, but whatever.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You just
like ripping off our, you know, not ripping off, bugging our, you know, boss, the great old Sean.
Yeah. So, well, the fact that this man wrote a
big Yeah, old I know giant, he wrote a pee-pee.
Yeah, big old giant pee-pee in Las Vegas.
Of course he's a legend. I'm not saying he's not, but like, come on. Next up we have another women's Owen Hop tournament. It's Willow Nightingale against Nyla Rose. We have Brody King against Andrade. They're building up so much for Andrade versus Malakai Black. I cannot wait. Run this back. Get in here. Fuck. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry for saying. Okay. It's 39 minutes in. Okay.
Hey, you made it.
I made it. Next up we have...
Hey, the one thing I'll say real quick is... Wrestling Perspective podcast had 41 F-bombs in their last show. So
do you
I think
count
we're doing
them?
Okay.
Why are you counting them?
I just, it's a long story, but.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So then we have Absolute CMFTR against JY Juice Robinson and the Guns. Of course, because CM Punk said, hey, I'm a Collision guy. I'm not even supposed to be here while he's on Dynamite. Of course. And then we have Tanahashi against Swerve Strickland, which will absolutely hump.
Yeah.
So At this point, Rob, let's talk a bit about.
Well, I assume that CM Punk will address his enemies too.
Yeah.
I'll do something like that.
Of course.
So, Forbidden Door predictions?
Yes, let's talk about Forbidden Door predictions. I'm sure that, you know, some matches will be added, I suppose, that, or are these the only matches?
I'm sure they'll add something.
Saturday. I'm sure they'll add. Yeah.
They might add a match tonight and then add more tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
So AEW Women's World Championship, Toni Storm defending her title against Willow Nightingale.
I'm pretty sure Toni Storm is going to retain here, but at this point it's just, you know, shenanigans between the originals and, you know, the whatchamacallit,
the new people,
the outcasts and the originals. This point, this is all that it is, but the match itself is going to be pretty good. Next up, we have Jericho, Sammy Guevara, and Minoru Suzuki against Sting, Darby Allin, and in my point of view, it's Naito. So I have Sting, Darby Allin, and the mystery partner getting the win here. Come on, I want to see Suzuki versus Sting. I know that people want to see Jericho versus Sting a lot more, but like Suzuki and Sting, it's a fun little match. I'm not that hyped for it because like it's a Darby's gonna do like crazy stuff. Sammy Guevara also, but like at the end of the day, Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara will implode at some point in this match. So I guess that this is, the thing that will happen in the match. This is the purpose of this match.
Yeah. So I think I got it. Can you see me? Yep, there. I'm good. Okay.
You were always here.
Okay, well, I couldn't.
My heart, Rob.
I couldn't see. So which
who do you got? Jericho Appreciation Society or
I think Sting Darby's gonna win I think Jericho's gonna piss off Suzuki and Guevara and they're just gonna kind of leave them and there you go.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Next up we have the women's Owen Hart Cup tournament. First round match. Why is this so hard to say? I have no idea. We have Athena versus Billy Starks. Poor Billy Starks. Athena has been on a roll on the Ring of Honor, and that's pretty much it. Athena, hopefully it's not as much of a squash as it's Forbidden Door. It's pay-per-view. Billy Starks is an amazing competitor, and I hope they both get to shine, but Athena will win this match.
Yeah, Athena will win as much as I want Billy Starks to win.
Yeah.
So, the next match
Athena
we got going
is the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. First round match, CM Punk versus Kojima. CM Punk.
Oh, of course, CM Punk. Come on. Like, yeah. All the love and respect and hugs to Kojima, but I feel like CM Punk will win this entire tournament. So like, yeah.
So, then we
did
have...
am I freezing a lot?
No.
Or am I?
Nope.
Are you sure? Like people in the chat, please tell me if I'm freezing a lot because I feel like I'm freezing. Yes, thank you. Next up, we have the AEW International Championship. Orange Cassidy versus Zack Sabre Jr. Hi, Kate. versus Shibata versus Daniel Garcia. So, I hope that Orange Cassidy retains here just so Miro can get out and challenge Orange Cassidy to a match, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but Miro uploaded a video of him playing or someone playing, you know, Fight Forever, and it was Miro against Orange Cassidy. I know I'm probably, you know, seeing more than seeing something more in something that's not probably not there. I'm sure, but like, come on, this cannot be a coincidence. I'm telling you, this title was meant for Miro. He will add the Bulgarian flag to that championship and go to my bar with it, and we will have tequila shots so much. So yes, hopefully, because they freaking dropped the ball with Miro against Ishii. I wanted to see this match so much, and we're not getting it. So hopefully Orange Cassidy wins, because I want Miro to be the one to end this reign. Hopefully, please. Who you got, Rob?
Oh, man. This is really hard.
I adore Zack Sabre Jr., by the way. I just want... Not that they need to, but I want them to stick a microphone to it throughout the entire match, and he was like, "Oh my God, oh my."
Jeez. The thing is, I can see Cassidy retaining here. I can, but I can also see him putting the title on Daniel Garcia.
I know.
I'm going to go with Cassidy. I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with Cassidy.
Okay. Then we have the Blackpool Combat Club with Konosuke Takeshita and Shota Umino against the Elite, Eddie Kingston and Ishii. I feel like the Elite will win here because Kenny's going to lose. That's pretty much the entire, the only reason why I have the Elite winning here. Also, you know, BCC won at Anarchy in the Arena match with a huge, you know, Takeshita, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, Ishii is there, and he can murder people. So I'm legitimately afraid of Ishii. He looks like someone who will threaten my life with a stare. So I have legitimate goosebumps, and I'm afraid for my life every time I see Ishii. So yeah, the Elite will win here. I hope nothing happens in the locker room.
Yeah,
So yeah, because they're all gonna be, apart from, you know, CM Punk and Kojima can open up the show, and then he can get the frick out of there. If he wants to, or like, you know, yeah, but the Elite.
Yeah.
You agree?
That's who I got.
Yeah.
Yep. And I agree with you, because Omega's going to lose, because they're going to set up.
Best. Yeah. Okay. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Not tomorrow. And when we get,
yeah, to the match. But I mean, for the people that don't get to watch our show on Sunday, basically I'll just say they're going to set this up for,
no, I was talking about that. We're going to talk about that when we get to Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, might as well talk about it. Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay. I feel like Kenny Omega will lose the IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship here, just so Will Ospreay can defend it at All In, hopefully, because I really want to see... I want to see this match again live at Wembley, and Will Ospreay will retain at Wembley. Also, I can't wait. I want to cry a bit.
Yeah,
so I'm so not ready. We all watched this match at Wrestle Kingdom, on the watch along. I feel like no one said a word.
Yeah,
you just have, you know, like five faces being like this.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Like, if anybody that wasn't watching that show, like, it was probably one of the worst watch along matches you could have watched, because we're just,
yeah, like... because like we were just standing there, and the only time someone said Keaton was there. He was talking throughout the entire time.
Yeah, which helped because we didn't have to talk.
Yeah, because like we didn't have to talk. We love you, Caden. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I feel like Kenny will lose here. Like, also, like, the fact that Will Ospreay has so much Canadian heat right now, it just goes to show you just how heat he's gonna have.
I do hope one thing. I hope Kenny Omega puts him in the sharpshooter. I know he won't get out of it.
I hope so. I hope so.
I know he won't win with it.
Also, I really wish Will Ospreay is not aligned with Don Callis, because it will only mean that Will Ospreay is a dummy dumb, okay? Because a silly goose. Yeah, so because you have to be out of your freaking mind to believe Don Callis right now. Please. So no. Will Ospreay has to go ahead and pull out Will Ospreay and just flip him off. Call him the C word, which I don't think I'm allowed to say on the show, which is one of my favorite words in forever and ever. so yeah, that's this is pretty much it. Setting up for Kenny Omega versus Will Ospreay 3 at All In. Because what bigger stage would you like for this match to happen? So great. You said that this was the same thing that you were thinking?
Yeah, I think there's
so we up. Move over to
either that or a triple threat match with Goldberg. Sorry, I'm just having fun with you now. Yeah, I'll
shut I beg
up
your
now.
Pardon.
I know. I'm just. I only say that because Maggie's going to be there, so it's just fun for me now. Just to.
Yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So next up, we move on to the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Sonata versus Jack Perry. I love the fact that Sonata was like, "Why is Jungle Boy having this match? Who is Jungle Boy?" And I'm like, "Dude, you had an open challenge. What do you think was going to happen?"
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Well, I like Jungle Boy's like. Come back to that. Why he's like, I'm not embarrassed. I've never seen a Sonata match, or is what he said. So it's like, okay, that's fine. I like it.
Yeah, that's gonna be totally fine. And like the fact, exactly like I said last week on the show, we all know that Sonata's not losing his championship. So the only wrestler who will benefit immensely from a loss here is Jungle Boy. Also, he will have Hook on by his side, and things can move forward with, you know, the Jungle Boy Jack Perry heel turn that we are all expecting.
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
we are on the same wavelength there. But wouldn't it be interesting if they went a different route and went with Hook turning heel,
Hook costing Jungle Boy?
Because you saw his reaction. You saw his reaction to that. So
I
kind of would rather see that in a way, because Hook's a badass. So
I don't want to boo Hook.
Well, you don't have to. You just I mean,
yeah, but like if people have to choose between Hook and Jack Perry, they're gonna choose Hook. All my love to Jungle Boy.
That is
true. He is a future champion, but they will rally behind Hook because no one can touch Hook.
That's true.
No one.
You're pretty much right on that. They will cheer him.
Because
they like his theme music. B, he's
cool. Just so incredibly badass. I mean, like, and they're thank goodness that they got rid of the rankings, because why is he not fighting for a championship right about now? So yeah.
Plus Hookhausen, you know, you gotta.
Yeah, of course, Hookhausen. Next up, we have MJF versus Tanahashi for the AEW World Championship. If MJF shows, of course he's gonna show. Like TK is not gonna let that happen.
Even in kayfabe,
like even in if they're ripping off people, like no, that's not happening. I'm looking forward to see what shenanigans happen in order for Tanahashi to lose to MJF. That's all I'm going to say. Because MJF is not losing that championship.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, not going to lose. I'm more curious to see what happens after this match.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Will we see CM Punk come out now to set this up for All In, potentially?
Wait, who?
Isn't that the next pay-per-view? After Forbidden Door?
And?
Well, I'm just saying, like, MJF, I could see them, like, I don't know, that'd be a long time. And I was trying to wonder who they'll set up, like, for MJF after this.
Well, he has the Adam Cole thing.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
So never mind. Ignore me.
It's fine.
I completely forgot about that.
But yeah, MJF is totally going to win this match. The main event, they kept saying that this will be the main event of the show. Bryan Danielson against Kazuchika Okada.
It better be.
Okay, yeah, but like all I'm saying is good luck to any match that's going to follow Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. But I'm biased. But everyone is waiting for Bryan Danielson against Okada. It's because it's such a ridiculous, huge dream match for everyone. But the fact is that we all know how good Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay will be because we've seen it before. And now it's going to be even better.
Yeah.
I agree with the main event being Danielson and Okada because how can it not be? The fact that there are zero championships here, it's just two people having an amazing match. I have no idea who wins here. I legitimately have no clue.
I think Okada gets the victory.
I don't know.
I do.
I'm really absolutely right in the middle. And
either way,
I will win. Okay, will win. Everyone else will win.
Who wins? The fan.
Will win.
And the winner is
everyone selling underwear because everyone will be crapping their pants. Like those are the people who will win. I don't know. Maybe I don't. Whoever you say, Rob.
Yeah.
I will agree with you because holy crap, this match is going to be so incredibly awesome.
I'm gonna go with Okada. I think he gets a victory.
Yeah. So, hopefully.
I think New Japan goes over in the big matches this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Guys, the Cooper Effect, the first Cooper Effect this week is an incredibly short one because it's just. Do you have the photo uploaded? Yeah. Okay. It's just. There is a festival in Nepal known as, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering the name, Kukur Tihar, which is dedicated solely to thanking dogs for their loyalty and friendship. Guys, tell me if this isn't the most adorable thing ever. There's a huge, huge festival. Now you're replaying the photos. We saw them all already.
Yeah, I know. I like looking at them.
I know.
They're puppies.
Doggies.
I want to pet.
All of them. I want to hug them. All of them. Like especially, you know, all of them.
Yeah, I want to pet that. I want to pet that one with the ears.
Yeah, the one with the nose. Yeah. An entire festival, guys. An entire festival filled with dogs. And you celebrate them and give them treats and pet them and, you know, legitimately throwing a ball and not pretending to throw the ball. Just...
Go get
it. That's so mean. I always hate it when someone does that. Yeah. So probably let's all go to Nepal.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just
I'm really sorry if I mispronounced the festival's name, but. Because I am not as big of a professional as Rob is, I do not do research about things.
I was going to say, I'm the only one that brought up backroom casting couch today, so I don't know.
No, I don't care about that. You legitimately do research on our guests for After Dark, and I do nothing. I just show up and be a goofball. So let's talk about WWE, okay?
I want to talk about backroom casting couch more, but okay.
Yep. You don't get to do that. So,
okay, I know.
Rob, they have podcast. The same freaking belts on both shows. I know I did that last week, but I will do this every week. You know what? We had a conversation with Corey today, and he was like, I'm I'm the tribal chief, and I'm like, you know what? When you dethrone Roman, please change the belt. Congratulations to Corey for being our tribal chief. He is the one true tribal chief. We love you, Corey. So Roman Reigns has that unified championship belt, and Paul Heyman now has two belts.
Two belts, Paul.
Yeah, two belts, Paul. Because, like, they refuse to get rid of those belts because, like, apparently they're so in love with them that Roman Reigns has the true championship and Paul Heyman, like, those are the replica belts. You know, when Damian Sandow was tag team champion with Miz, he got that. I love, oh my God, I missed that. That was so great. While we're talking about Roman Reigns, oh my God, the thing that happened on last Friday, SmackDown. Oh, holy crap. Jey Uso is really the MVP of this entire storyline, isn't he? Like, they elevated him into a main eventer, and now practically he was holding the bloodline together. He was one of my favorite things when Sammy was a part of the bloodline, because he was so much trying his best not to laugh at everything that Sammy was doing. And kudos to Sammy too, because, like, they were ripping on him so much. Like, that's not really Uzi, and he's just losing it.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is at the beginning it was Solo that was having issues with it too. Like, he was,
yeah, I know. Like, Solo was, yeah,
he was having a hard time. So
his eyes, he had tears in his eyes. Like it was so hard for him. I love the fact that when the moment this happened, and there was, you know, a picture of Jey Uso going around on Twitter saying best supporting actor. Yeah. And I don't know, I don't remember who, but I'm sorry that I didn't, like, I totally erased that from my mind. Someone retweeted that and they crossed out supporting and they just said best actor. Ah. Chef's kiss. So he was like, okay, if I'm the one who will be the tribal chief, Jimmy's out of the bloodline, and so am I. And he just super kicks.
Boom, yeah.
Boom, super kicks Roman Reigns, and it was so brilliantly done. I love that so much. So now we're at Civil War against the in the bloodline. You have Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa versus the Usos at Money in the Bank. I'm kind of jealous. I really am. I'm kind of jealous of people who will be attending the O2 Arena in London. But I'm going to Wembley, so I don't care. But, like, this event's going to be really, really great. Actually, I'm so happy that Shawn was there and he got to experience that. He, by the way, he said that the new championship looked incredibly awesome in person. Mm-hmm. So this is making me feel better, but, like, I'm a person who's never seen anything wrestling related live. So if I see the Divas belt, I'm gonna lose my mind. But, like, I, unlike people online, like, I know why people crap on the title a lot, but that's the title which I see AJ Lee in. So it will always and forever be an amazing title belt for me. And this is the one replica title belt that I always wanted, because AJ Lee.
Yeah.
So, while we're talking about SmackDown, AJ Styles lost to Karrion Kross, Rob. It was also, you know, Mia Yim and Scarlett were there. I'm gonna, you know, I have nothing against Karrion Kross, but I'm so ridiculously biased here. Rob also, because that's AJ Styles, and we both just want, you know, the best for AJ Styles. Somehow he's been stuck in ridiculous storylines for about a long time now, so it's been kind of bugging me. But I hope, hopefully, Like, why isn't he in the Money in the Bank? What, like, why?
I just don't get it.
It's
just don't get fine. It.
I don't get it either.
I don't like his. I haven't liked his booking in forever. I thought we were going a different direction when he got booked for the match against Seth Rollins. I was like, okay, here we go. And
yeah, and that's about it. Like, he had that amazing match, and it was almost, you know, a love letter to his wrestling career. And I was like, please don't go.
Please don't go.
Yeah, hopefully they give him one more, you know, go with whatever big championship they have before he gets to, you know, call it a career and everything. But like, I'm gonna give it the benefit of the doubt because I hate to be a negative Nancy. So yeah, because Tommaso Ciampa's back.
Give me that match.
Yeah. So apparently he was written to be the one to answer Seth Rollins' open challenge on Raw. They went with a different approach, and I kind of liked it because this Finn Balor that we are getting right now is the Finn Balor I've always wanted and I missed from NXT and, you know, the demon thing. And I'm glad that he's back. That's all I'm going to say. I hate the fact that he's going to lose again because I don't see Seth dropping that title anywhere anytime soon because he's doing wonders with that championship belt right now.
Yeah.
And he's defending it everywhere, including Bron Breakker on NXT. So Tommaso Ciampa's back. Daddy's home. That's him saying it, not me. I have only one daddy, and that's Pedro.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, I'm glad that they, you know, addressed the Miz situation because he did have a match with Miz. And he was like on commentary when they had the table spot. He was like, not one call, not one text the entire time I was injured. Thank you, you know, for making sense of this entire situation. Like, they could have never addressed this at all because it was so terrible. And it made zero sense why a person like Tommaso Ciampa would be anywhere near under the wing of Miz. So they addressed the situation and they mended it. And I'm happy that I hope it's over now, like forever and ever, because like, please don't do it ever again. What do you think about Tommaso Ciampa being back? We're going to see him against Cody Rhodes. This is what excitement is made of. I've been wanting this match for a while now.
Yeah, I'm glad. You know, I'm glad he's back. I mean,
he looks incredible, by the way. Every time he comes back from an injury, every time. I don't know how he does that.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it right out how I could say it. So, I mean, it'd just be me repeating your words. So, I mean, might as well move on because I agree completely.
Okay, so while moving on, let's talk about Logan Paul being added right there in the ladder match for Money in the Bank. He's so winning, isn't he?
I don't like it.
He's so winning. I was almost sure that LA Knight was winning this match, but now that Logan Paul is in there, he's totally winning. Okay, listen up. I can't imagine of something more annoying than Logan Paul going around with a briefcase, right?
Correct.
Of course they're going to go with that because I get it. I really do. I get it. I kept saying that Logan Paul will be the one to dethrone Roman. But if it happens this way, I'm going to be so pissed. And I'm going to love it at the same time. I'm sorry. I love the chaos. But like the moment Cody Rhodes did not beat Roman Reigns for that title, I just want complete chaos because nothing, like, I don't care anymore. Like, the thing that makes sense right now is Jey Uso or Solo Sikoa. Those are the two things that make sense right now for Roman Reigns to lose his championship against. But I have no faith in them. And if Logan Paul was the one to dethrone Roman from a Money in the Bank cash-in, I'm going to laugh so hard. as hard as I laughed when Miz pinned Bobby Lashley and became a two-time Grand Slam champion, that much, because I laughed so hard. I almost broke my couch again. Yeah. I don't care. Logan Paul to dethrone Roman. Don't at me.
I don't care.
I don't care what happens. I don't care.
That's brutal.
I know it's brutal, and it just goes to show you just how faith they have in their own talent. Because Logan Paul is the biggest star in that match. That's how I'm going to say it. And I'm not saying the biggest wrestling star. I'm saying the biggest star. And the fact that I know that people don't like Logan Paul, but tell me one bad Logan Paul match. Go on. I'll wait.
I can't tell you one.
That's it. That's the reason why so many people hate him, because people tell people, because he's such a dick, and people like hate the fact that he's like that. But in the ring, he delivers so much because he put in the work, just like Bad Bunny. He put in the work. He respects, you know, the business enough just so he can, you know, only do like stuff that he's been practicing and rehearsing and working on himself so much that he got that good in the ring. And he respects that. So tell, like, where's the lie, Rob?
Yeah, there's not one. I completely agree with you.
Like, I cannot, Logan Paul being added in the Money in the Bank ladder match makes this match even more exciting because of all the things that he will get to do with all these people, specifically Ricochet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind if he's added in this match just so it can make the match even more amazing. And eventually someone else wins it. But London is going to boo the crap out of him. I am so sure that UK people do not give a crap about Logan Paul. They do not give a crap about, you know, US celebrities that only you guys know who they are.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I get it.
Yeah. So really quick, mentioning a bunch of stuff about NXT. This is something that I shared with Kate, and she didn't like it. Okay, so we all know love Diamond Mine, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the Creed brothers and Ivy Nile, they're all amazing. They deserve the world, right? Have you noticed their brother sister dynamic that they have going on? How do you see this ending? Do you know how I see this ending? In a love triangle.
Oh my God! Don't. We just got done with. Well, for the most part, I think we just got done with. That'd be weird. I hope
okay,
not.
So I'm sorry, but I seriously hope not, because do you know what this means? It means, oh, you get it? There's a girl in there, and there is no way that two men can be friends with a girl if they don't like her. You know? Like, that's probably they're going to say. They're just going to make it a thing. I hope not, but like, I so can see the happening, because it's, I'm sure that they cannot help themselves. The other weird thing, I'm sorry for putting that out in the universe, by the way.
No, that's fine.
That's
either
fine.
You or Joel would do it, so it's okay.
I know. Are we competing against each other, Joel? Hi. Yeah. So next, we had a really, really hilarious bit on NXT, which made me laugh so much. So Eddie Thorpe and Damon Kemp are going to have a rubber match. And Damon Kemp said, I choose the stipulation will be a Raw Underground match. So, okay, first of all, they're bringing back Raw Underground and on NXT. So technically,
Shane McMahon needs to be back for that.
Yeah, he needs to be back, but he's never going to be back.
No, I know. And then have Omos set. So
technically, sure. Technically, it's going to be an NXT Underground match, technically. But the thing that popped me and I laughed so hard was that Gable Stevenson approached Eddie Thorpe and said, I want to offer you my help if you ever need one. And you know why this is ridiculously funny to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like Damon Kemp and Gable Stevenson are in real life brothers. And none of this was mentioned on commentary. So the only way that like this is a thing is because I'm sure that Gable Stevenson is going to stab Eddie Thorpe in the back and they're going to be like working brothers together. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're brothers. Oh, yeah, they're brothers. Like this made me laugh so much because like I was okay. What am I missing here? Am I losing brain cells? I'm sure that they're brothers.
Yeah, and they're brothers.
This was mentioned. Yeah. What did you think about Baron Corbin and Carmelo Hayes in ring segment?
Because I thought it was actually decent.
That was such amazing shit. I adore this so much. Carmelo Hayes has it.
Oh yeah,
he has. Yeah, he hung in there. Like, first of all, this is the best Baron Corbin I've seen in a while now, mm-hmm. in a whole while now. Quick plea: get rid of the ridiculous music that he's been having. Like, he keeps having the Happy Corbin music. It does not fit his character right now that he's having. You know, yeah. in NXT, Carmelo Hayes. Okay, like the back and forth in that. I've had it all, Baron Corbin says. I have everything to show for it. And Carmelo Hayes says, what do you have to show for it? Like, he won no titles in NXT. He won no titles, you know, on the main... Has he won titles on the main roster?
Baron?
Yeah, well, I'm sure... Look, okay, Intercontinental or U.S.?
I think let's check here.
I know he was a Money in the Bank winner and he lost, you know, the cash in. He was a fellow cash in.
Yeah.
But because my memory sucks, I have no clue.
Yeah, he's a United States. He's a former United States.
U.S. champion.
October 8th through December 17th, or to December 17th, he was the United States champion.
What year?
2017.
Oh crap! There's no way I'm gonna remember that far. Okay, so yeah, he had that. And then, you know, like nothing. And Carmelo Hayes was like,
You know who he beat?
Who?
AJ Styles.
Oh, freaking dickhole. Okay. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me.
No problem. I just thought we'd just ruin our day. Why not?
Yeah, even more like the majorly. yes, thank you.
Beat his ass, Carmelo. There you go.
Yeah, beat his ass, Carmelo. Now even more. This match is gonna be really great because Carmelo Hayes is really great with big guys in the ring.
Yeah,
he really is. I love this segment. Immensely. The other thing I loved on NXT was Seth Rollins being back. You know, that sing-along from the crowd hits really differently when the crowd is so packed and like small and each and every one of them were singing. Like there was no one sitting on their arms or anything. It just hits differently. I know it's a way smaller venue than he's used to, but I'm sure that wrestlers such as Seth Rollins miss NXT immensely. I would love to see Becky Lynch back at NXT for a while. I would love that.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because like we've seen Charlotte, we've seen Bayley and Mercedes.
Yeah.
I call her Mercedes, Sasha Banks. So him being back in NXT, he talked to Nathan Fraser, which is one of his best students. Who's currently, Heritage Cup holder. And he was like, he addressed this entire situation. He was like, oh, with your cup that you're carrying around all the time. It was kind of great. I really hope that Nathan Fraser grows into something that Seth Rollins believes that he can be. Because there's so many people in NXT that are worth your time. Like, people don't give them the time because they just lately don't watch NXT. And I get that. There's just so much wrestling going on right now. Like, Raw doesn't need to be 3 hours. Please, guys, come on. Ring of Honor doesn't need to be 2.5 hours long. It does not have to.
Yeah.
Having in mind that almost nothing happens on that show, which is a terrific bummer for a lot of people. Like, this is something that I discussed today with Rob and Chris Mueller. We're incredibly heartbroken over the fact that Ring of Honor has such amazing talent and such, you know, history and everything. And it just, like, this entire show just is no newsworthy. Like, the matches are so great. All the Ring of Honor pay-per-views have been one of the best pay-per-views of the year every time. But again, on pay-per-views, you rely on the matches, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't need, you know, those promos and those storylines. You just watch the matches and everything. The thing that we all agree that Athena is pretty much holding it together. I don't like the fact that the Kingdom keep losing all the time. And this is not me being a simp for Matt Taven. It's not. I feel like the Kingdom are just bound to be Ring of Honor champions forever because, like, those are... They're truly Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Truly Ring of Honor. Exactly. They represent that brand so much. So, yeah. Got a bit off topic. Seth Rollins also talked to Carmelo Hayes. And, oh, yes, give me this. Because this match is going to be so great at some point. At some point. I'm sure that the moment Carmelo Hayes loses the NXT Championship, I don't know still to whom. Probably Dragon Lee. I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes dropping it to Dragon Lee. And then going on to the main roster, I would so would love to see Seth Rollins and Carmelo Hayes. It's going to be so great. The actual match between Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker shined so much in defeat here, way more than he ever did in any match that he had won in NXT. So much.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, because getting the Seth Rollins rub is one of the biggest achievements that you can have.
Yeah,
pretty much. And you know that you're going to have a terrific dance partner in the eyes of Seth Rollins because he's a ring general. He knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Seth Rollins giving the pedigree to Bron Breakker and then him immediately breaking out the spear. That was a chef's kiss. Like, this entire match. And the fact that Seth Rollins has the physique that Bron Breakker can work with really, really great. Not for a second that I believe that Bron Breakker is winning this match, not for a second. And exactly the thing that we discussed last week happened. Finn Balor intervened at the end.
Mm-hmm.
The match happened. They did their magic in the ring because we were all afraid that this match is going to be so great, but it's going to end up in a DQ or something like that because, you know, to protect... But, like, they did the right thing. Seth Rollins won. He pinned Bron Breakker. It was a really good match. Two curb stomps could put Bron Breakker alive from that fact. And they finished off with Finn Balor attacking Seth Rollins yet again. Also, the fact that Seth Rollins won with, you know, those bruised ribs that he had from the thousands and thousands of coup de grace that, you know, Finn Balor... gave him at the beginning of Raw. I kind of love this. I really do. And I'm so glad because I love wrestling, especially WWE wrestling, because it's, I know that we all know that it can be good. We're just so ridiculously, you know, tired of it not being good. And it's when it's a 3-hour show on Monday, a 2-hour show on Tuesday, and then another 2-hour show on Friday. That's a lot of product, and if it's bad, it's not good. It's not great. Yeah.
No, exactly.
So I'm incredibly grateful for that, and I know that Finn's gonna lose, but the thing that we're seeing off of him now is really nice, and I suspect that this is gonna bring the end for the Judgment Day because he's been recruiting JD McDonut, and I suppose something's going to happen there. Also, Damian Priest is pretty much going babyface.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if Damian Priest won Money in the Bank, by the way.
Yeah, that would not shock me. Quick SmackDown preview tonight. The Bloodline Civil War begins, so they're probably going to have an in-ring segment. Title unification at stake with Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler taking on Alba Fire and I always do it wrong. Isla Dawn, is that right?
Isla Dawn.
Okay. Escobar, Butch, and LA Knight battle in a triple threat match.
Yeah.
For Money,
yeah.
Money in the Bank momentum. Bayley puts her Money in the Bank spot on the line against Shotzi. Cameron Grimes takes on Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin in singles action. We're going to do our last Cooperfect. And once you're done, Maggie, just go ahead and plug your
S-word. Stuff. I said stuff really weirdly while you were displaying the Cooper Effect thing. Guys, your second Cooper Effect goes out to our friend Crystal Star, which we finally had the chance to talk to this Wednesday. We recorded our lovely chat. Guys, you have, of course, all of you who are watching either the Collision post show or the Impact Wrestling post show, you know just how much of an amazing soul the Cresta is. She has this really nice energy, and she does not give a crap, okay? Like, she will always say what she needs to say, and she's so unapologetically her. We adore her. We had such a lovely chat. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. So, Jesus Christ, it's only $5 a month. You get a lot of amazing content on Fightful, including our Cozy and After Dark shows almost every week, I would like to say. So please check this out. We adore her. Next week, we're going to have another amazing interview, you already said it on Twitter. Andrew Thompson, one of my top five people that we've had on the show. Seriously. We had so much fun this Wednesday. You guys have no idea. So, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Also, please join us this Sunday on Fightful Select at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
For the Forbidden Show.
Forbidden Chores.
Forbidden Door. See? Yeah. A Forbidden Door pre-show. We're like the usual suspects. I assure you guys, the usual suspects. The crew.
The crew.
Yeah.
The crew to get it done. All right, guys. You can follow me. Well, first off, Cresta was awesome. Loved talking with her. It was great to be around her. Talked to her close to an hour. She's just amazing. She's hilarious. Definitely check her out. Guys, you can follow me at Fightful Rob on Instagram. Otherwise, on Twitter, at Rob Wilkins. Again, on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Forbidden Door pre-show. Forbidden Door pre-show on Fightful Select. So, without further ado, I just have to say this.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
All right, guys. We will see you next Friday. If we don't see you on Sunday. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. And we will see you next week.
Like the video.
Yeah, please like the video and hit that subscribe button. That goes a long ways for us.
Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.